doing great things with the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. We want to talk about what's new and certainly who's partnering and how the community can help. And, oh, Diana Seeger, President and CEO of the Grand Rapids Community Foundation in the house. Good morning to you, Sunshine.
Good morning. And I walked over here today because why wouldn't you?
It's going to be a really nice day.
It's really a great day. And as I always say, when you can see the building you're walking to, you don't drive. No, so
except if it's raining and snowing. Yeah, and, but that won't happen until we've got another 6 months on that.
Yes.
Right. Diana, good that you are here and appreciate you. Grand Rapids Community Foundation, I'm just going to be blunt and ask what's new.
Well, what's new is not only our grants, but also the direction that this community foundation is taking. And and it's not necessarily a new direction, but let's just say it's an emphasis on economic equity, inclusive economy, and what does all that mean? Well, one tangible thing that it means is the fact that we recently, the Community Foundation's Board of Trustees, really enthusiastically approved a partnership with a group called RENDE, and that's R-E-N-D-E, Progress Capital, through a grant that we made of $100,000. And then we made a low interest, what we call program related investment loan for $200,000 to this group. Now, the $200,000 is to be repaid, but at a significantly reduced interest rate. So it's a startup. The RENDE Progress Capital is a startup nonprofit, what we call a community development financial institution, CDFI. You know, we throw around those little, working. What they're really trying to work on is focusing in on what we call the racial wealth gap and increase economic development opportunities for minority populations, populations of color. And this, what we're really thrilled about in this partnership is that it really is aligned very strongly with our ongoing investment in workforce development, entrepreneurship, and social enterprise in West Michigan. And why is this important?
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, you know, it's the importance of this is the fact that we're really building the future. And so often, you know, we hear, well, there are so many jobs, why are they going wanting? What's going on? We're really trying to build that talent pipeline, if you will, for primarily focusing on people of color. But what RENDE Capital is doing is also providing financial resources to prospective business owners and entrepreneurs where they may not have the ability to secure a loan elsewhere. So, but here are some other things that we've recently done and that really connect to this. Stark Garden has this very well, publicized 100 Ideas effort. And we helped fund that recently and more for helping to create the infrastructure, the guts of that. And this again is really focusing in on entrepreneurs or people with good business ideas that need to get started, you know. The other thing is that Ferris Foundation's Latino Business and Economic Development Center.
Under Carlos Sanchez,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, he's done such a phenomenal job, Shelley, in bringing, I would say, good education and training to prospective of people who are really interested in developing a business or augmenting their current business, and he's a good partner with other organizations as well. We're really excited about the Grand Rapids Nehemiah Project's Rising Grinds Cafe, which is over at Link Up on Hall in Madison, and it's an entrepreneur. They're really, you know, developing their business acumen and providing good product. And I have to say the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan, we recently funded them to really what I would say open up their doors to providing economic opportunity. And a lot of these words just sound like words, but they really, there are services and programs connected to my words, and really trying to work with the growing Latino population and also partnering with Carlos Sanchez and others, so it's not just a solo act. Mm-hmm. And then the Northern Initiative, which is very similar to, in a way, to providing financial resources and really, you know, combined with not just here's money, but here are the supports that we can provide. And so it's we've really ramped it up with that.
I want to jump into the question of Rendy Progress Capital. Is it a new organization?
Yeah, it is. And okay. Do you like that? Yeah. Yes, it is. They Eric Foster, who is is not unknown in this community, mm-hmm. and his partner, whose name I really cannot pronounce, but a very significant person, I understand, and they launched it in 2017. They are both former W.K. Kellogg Foundation Fellows, which is really critical. They I mean, it really is a jump start on some careers, and their work is focusing on serving the population referred to as excluded entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And they hope that this program is currently being established in West Michigan. Mm-hmm. They hope it can be eventually statewide. So what are excluded entrepreneurs? They are primarily people of color and other minorities. They are individuals denied by some banks and credit unions. Despite their credit worthiness, we're seeing that these individuals are denied at disproportionate rates. Yeah. And in addition to providing loans and investments, Rendy Progress Capital also provides what I just talked about, the needed technical assistance and business training, and really strong venture capital advice to their clients. So it is, again, it's not just a here's a check. It's here you're going to be supported. So the impact of the partnership is, and this is a mouthful, is the advancement of economic equity for local entrepreneurs who are often excluded from many conventional loans because of racial bias and traditional lending. Now that's, you know, we're working on that. The money will provide loans and services in their process to help advance what we call economic equity for the excluded entrepreneurs and their families. You know, this is a win-win for all of us. And as businesses grow, creating jobs, providing the supports necessary primarily for people of color, it really addresses the big gap that we're seeing in the greater Grand Rapids area. I can't speak to other communities in West Michigan. And right now, as far as the, you know, I'm a member of Mayor Bliss's and Dr. Bill Pink's racial equity initiative that the city has started focusing on some key neighborhoods in the area, and we're trying to figure out how can we provide that. What are some concrete ways to provide opportunities so that people have affordable housing, a safe area in which to live, businesses that can be created and supported, and just really address the whole equity issue in a way that is productive.
Again, partnerships will take you there. How do we find out more information about Rendy and other Grand Rapids Community Foundation partners?
Well, the Rendy Capital it's rendyprogresscapital.com. And again, Rendy is R-E-N-D-E. You can also go to our website, grfoundation.org, and you'll find it listed there. Follow us, please, on social media, which primarily Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GRComFound.
If I'm following you on Instagram, let's make that happen right now,
yes.
Boy.
And it, all right. And actually, cool. For Facebook, if you just type in Grand Rapids Community Foundation, it'll go right to our page.
It's the world in which we live. Okay.
Okay.
Get out there and make
Thank
things
you.
Happen.
Yes, you as well. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Diana Seeger, with us every month on behalf of Grand Rapids Community Foundation and the partnerships, the happenings, and how the community can help in our own backyard.